please check out primelongevity.com. And that's the supplement. It's also on the back page of the Truly Alive. Check out that ingredient list. You will not find any supplement on the market with that ingredient list for that price. Anything with that ingredient list will be at least $300 a bottle. So you can price it out yourself. Don't just take my word for it. But go look out what does it cost to take just some of the nutrients of 120 milligrams of coenzyme Q10 per month. What does it cost to take 120 milligrams of lipoic acid or 120 milligrams of resveratrol, which is what you find in the red, in the grape skins and grape seeds, or astaxanthin, which is the new kid on the block. Most supplements have only 4, 6, or a maximum of 10 milligrams. There's 30 milligrams of astaxanthin in Prime Longevity. It has 300 milligrams of pomegranate extract, cinnamon extract, turmeric extract. It has calcium fructoborate. Nobody has these nutrients. That's a form of boron that regrows bone. So it has all the B complex. It has chromium and vanadium at therapeutic doses. So if you're diabetic and you start taking this, you're going to have to monitor your sugars and the medications and insulin, because it's going to start to lower that. So you're going to have to be careful. So it is a therapeutic grade, very high doses, scientific doses, not minuscule amounts. One thing that you have to be careful of when you first start taking Prime Longevity, it has 120 milligrams of pure niacin, which is vitamin B3, not 3 milligrams like you find in most vitamin supplements. Niacin, pure niacin, Abraham Hoffer, a psychiatrist back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, did research and showed that high amounts of niacin can actually reverse schizophrenia, depression, and bipolar depression. So I have a very high amount, again, 120 milligrams in there, but it does cause a flushing. And so you have to be careful, because you may get this red, itchy flushing the first two or three times you take it, but it's harmless. It goes away in 10 minutes. So check it out again, primelongevity.com.